Welcome back to a brand new episode of The Overflow with MC Brooks here on the GGR Podcast Network. No, it's been a while, but we back. We here. And tonight we're going to be talking about my time at Anime USA 2024. But before I get into all that, make sure you go to GreatGeekRefuge.com, where you can find early episodes of this podcast as well as episodes of some of our other podcasts. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media channels. We are Great Geek Refuge on Instagram and Facebook, where we have an active Facebook community. And if you'd like to support us, we are on Patreon, where for a few bucks a month, it gets you exclusive access to an exclusive podcast, as well as some really dope merch and perks as well. So find us over there on Patreon. That being said, let's go ahead and talk about this. So, Anime USA 2024. Last year, I did a podcast talking about my time at AUSA 2023. I had a good time there. And so I went into the 2024 edition kind of curious about, you know, what was going to be different this time around, what the vibe was going to be like, and could they continue to build upon the momentum of their event last year, right? Now, full disclosure, unfortunately, I was not able to attend on Friday due to a work obligation. But I was there for Saturday and Sunday, and I just want to talk about some of the things that I saw and just my overall time there, right? So, AUSA, as I've said in the past, is a con that is actually very near and dear to me. I find it to be a good starter con if you want to go somewhere that is anime-focused, but is not going to have all of the excitement and fanfare of, like, an Otakon, or an awesome con, you know, somewhere where there's going to be large crowds and wait times, and you're going to be bumping into people. The thing that I love about AUSA is the thing that I also love about Baltimore Comic Con, which is that it is a much smaller convention, which allows you the opportunity to really get to know the people you're celebrating your fandom with. And also getting to do it while, again, not being under the pressure of going to one of these much larger events if you're someone who doesn't like crowds. So I will say, like, the thing that I most enjoyed, one of the things that I most enjoyed this year was literally that. There was a good-sized crowd. I don't have the final numbers as far as what attendance was for AUSA 2024. But I found the crowd there to be kind of great. It wasn't too many people there. Sorry if you hear some noise in the background. My dog is here, and he is being a menace, as he normally likes to do because he is a puppy. With that being said, as I was saying, I found that it was a decent-sized crowd. Like, clearly there were people there at the event, but it didn't feel like there were too many people, which I love. You know what I mean? I like going to these events because they feel like that. They feel very down-to-earth. And they feel much like, what's the word I want to say? I was going to say like a family get together, but really it's more like, yeah, we'll go with that. Family get together. Where it's just you and like some of your favorite cousins, and you don't got to deal with the crazy aunts and uncles and all the other fanfare. It's just you and some of your favorite people. And, you know, I found some of the panels that I attended this year to be particularly really dope. Several I went to about about JRPGs, obviously about anime and fashion, which I thought was really awesome as well. And I think the organizers did an incredible job putting a nice, diverse list of panels to attend this year. You know, whenever you go to one of these events, you never really know what the big ticket thing is going to be. What is going to be the big selling point? You know, for some conventions, it's the cosplays. For others, it is the artist alley. It's the dealer's room. Sometimes it is just the overall vibe of the event. You know, like, sometimes it's the panels. You kind of can't ever really tell. But for me, the panels were like the high point of the convention this year. And I can't help but, like, think about comparing this, how the space is used, to a convention like BlurredCon. Now, BlurredCon is obviously much, much larger, and AUSA is not quite there yet. And I don't see that to be insulting or anything like that. It's just to paint a better picture of exactly the kind of event that they're attending. And honestly, I think they made a good use of the space for what they did offer this year. As I mentioned, panels I found pretty easy to find. And I thought there was a good diversity in the content of the panels that I definitely attended. There was something for everybody. So like panels were a high point. Dealers Room Art and Artist Alley were also great. There were a ton of incredible vendors in there. I caught myself spending money that I really didn't have, purchasing some stuff in there. And, you know, there were and I had to be real smart because there were things that I wanted to buy, but I had to be smart about it. More, got to be real smart with how I spend my money because I gotta commute home. So that was really fun. The people were great. I thought there was a good audience, a good crowd this year. There were some really, really cool cosplays. I got some pictures that I'm gonna try to post on, you know, alongside this podcast when this goes up. But those are about all of the positives, I would say. You know, I had a good time at this year's event. I definitely want to shout out the organizers for inviting me back because, you know, stuff like that doesn't go unnoticed by me. And it's also one of the things that I love about these kind of conventions, which is you can really build partnerships and relationships to people. And the fact that this convention thought enough of us and our coverage to invite us back this year, I found that to be kind of really, really awesome. Now, some of the negatives, not really many, to be fair. I think that there definitely needs to be some improvement with some of the nighttime stuff. I didn't stick around for the rave, but from what I was told and from some of the videos and pictures of the event, didn't seem like people really, really went. And I think that, you know, the thing, like concerts and parties are a big part of conventions. I'm not going to say that they are like a big selling point, but obviously, like, it's one of the things that will obviously draw people that want to come. You know, Otakon for many years, even like there are people who traveled just to attend the rave without even really going to the convention itself. And it's not to say that you necessarily need to mirror that, but there does need to be some sort of like nighttime entertainment that can attract a draw. Now, whether that is making it a concert or making it a rave or just, you know, doing something to really stand out to make the people that attend want to, you know, go to this and check it out, I think that would be great. I might even have some ideas on doing that. I'm not sure. But I do think that there's definitely room for improvement in that regard. I would also say one of the other places for improvement is making the schedule a little bit more accessible. Not to say that it was inaccessible, but I had to keep going back to the website in order to look at it and see what was available. And I think AUSA would be good, you know, greatly suited to taking advantage of something like Guidebook or some other type of app that allows, you know, me to keep track of what it is that I'm, you know, going to and the things that I want to go to, while also being able to check out what exactly is on the horizon with, you know, with the ease of access to it. So, you know, if I had to be critical of any two things, it's definitely that. But if you're listening to find out whether you should go, I will always recommend this. I think this is a great convention to attend. I always have a lot of fun. You know, I ran into some people I hadn't really seen in a while, which was really fun. And, you know, I kind of like to watch these things grow and grow organically. And I think AUSA is really primed for an opportunity to grow and get better and, you know, become another mainstay of conventions that are local to the D.C. area. Like I said, I had a great time there. I also want to, like I said, shout out the organizers for giving us the invitation. We will absolutely be back next year, whether we are invited or not. Well, let me not say that because we definitely would like to be invited. We definitely want to come cover it. But, you know, I have every intention of attending in 2025 and bringing people along. And I look forward to some of the programming. And, hey, maybe it might be time for, you know, me to venture out and test out and doing a panel. You know, I'm a weeb, I'm an old weeb, and, I have a lot of knowledge and interest and whatnot. And I think that could be a really, really good idea. Sorry about that. So with that being said, make sure you check out AUSA's website. Go follow them in all of their social channels. Stay up to date with what they have going on. And if you have the opportunity to attend next year, please make sure you do. That's going to do it for me. I'm MC Brooks. Make sure you go to greatgeekrefuge.com. You can find earlier episodes of this podcast as well as episodes of some of our other podcasts as well. Make sure you're following us on all of our social media accounts. And if you'd like to support us, come find us on Patreon. With that being said, I'm out. I'll catch you on the flip side.